రామాయ రామభద్రాయ రామచంద్రాయ వేదసి రఘునాథాయ నాథాయ సీతాయ పతియే నమః. బాలకాండ చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 32 కుశనాభ. ది రెసిటేషన్ స్టార్ట్స్ నౌ. దేర్ వాస్ వన్స్ ఎ రైచియస్ కింగ్, కుశ బై నేమ్, వన్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ బోర్న్ సన్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ, ది వైసెస్ట్ అండ్ ది మోస్ట్ వాలియంట్. Unlike Narada and the Kumaras, he chose the path of action, and leaving his bright home on high, he took upon himself the onerous duties of a ruler of men, hence his name Kusha. Ever respectful unto the good, he was ever intent upon the discharge of the duties of his high office, and acquired immense spiritual merit by his hard austerities. He took unto his wife a princess of Vidarbha, who was in every way a meet wife for such a holy king, and she bore unto him 4 sons, all like unto their sire in character and might: Kushamba, Kushanabha, Adur Tarajas, and Vasu. The old king was extremely pleased with his worthy sons of truthful speech, righteous lives, bright presence, and boundless energy. And following the traditions of the kings of old, he spoke to them, "Reign ye over the earth and acquire inestimable merit thereby." In obedience to their father's commands, did the 4 princes found 4 excellent capitals, Kausambi, Mahodaya, Dharmaranya, and Girivraja, respectively. Those are the dominions of Vasu, the last of the brothers. See you yon hills, 5 in number, that guard the country like great sentinels? And there is a lovely stream, Shona, of great sanctity, that runs like a silver garland among the hills and waters the land of Magadha, ruled by Vasu. It is a lovely spot, fertile, well-watered, and healthy, the site of an ancient kingdom now no more. Kushanabha, the royal sage, had by the Apsaras Gritachi 100 graceful daughters. One day, these girls, young and lovely, took it into their heads to enjoy a walk in the royal gardens about the city. They were a charming sight to see, those young girls, in their gems and gemmed robes, even as clear pools of crystal water in the rains. They had a happy time of it among the arbors and bowers, dancing and singing and leaping and frisking. And so it chanced that Vayu, the lord of air, beheld them in the gardens in all their ravishing loveliness, in the pride of their youth and charms. Like bright stars between murky clouds shone they, and Vayu was stirred even unto the utmost depths of his fickle heart. My heart goes out unto you, every one, ye lovely ones. Be mine and crown my days with sweet happiness. Cast off aside that mortal nature of yours and enjoy immortal life in my company. A pitiable sight that youth of mortals, even as a streak of lightning in a dark sky, a blinding flash, and lo, it is gone. But I shall endow you with deathless youth and beauty of the immortals themselves. Long laughed they and loud at these presumptuous words of the wind god, whose might none can resist and live. Thou coursest ever in the bodies of beings high and low, and no one is unacquainted with what you are and what you can do. Verily, it becomes you not to insult us thus with your proposal. Know ye not that we are the daughters of Kushanabha, and that it is but child's play to us to hurl yon Indra from his seat of power? But we waste not our energies on trifles. May that time never come about when, out of a perverted heart, we will presume to insult a parent of truthful speech and ourselves choose a husband. Our sire is our master and our god, and they are our lords whom he gives us to. Enraged at the bold and defiant words of the girls, Vayu's heart was shaken with wrath, and putting forth his might, did he distort their graceful limbs all out of recognition. In great grief and shame, they rushed into their father's presence and fell at his feet with sobs and tears. The sight of his dear daughter is once so lovely and happy, but now so crooked and deformed, and out of their wits with shame and grief, stirred his placid nature to its very depths, and exclaimed, "What is this, my dears? Who has dared to insult the great law of right thus flagrantly? Who has made it crooked and distorted? What? All silent and weeping?" In fierce rage he hissed forth his questions like a hooded snake about to strike, but mastering himself with a mighty effort, he sent forth his clear spiritual eye before which nothing was hidden. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.